Hello and welcome to this special live from the National Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa with Father Marian Zawinski. I'm Patrick McCabe, and we also have Jane Meyer sitting in. And this is actually, I have to let the listeners know that usually this is a live program that airs on Wednesdays at 4 p.m. But today it's a special day because it's the day after the very big anniversary at the Shrine, and we're taping this special because Father Marian is on his way on a very much deserved vacation. Father Marian, thanks for coming in today, the day after such a beautiful
I tried to recover last night. I couldn't fall asleep. I just tossed from side to side. You have good dreams even.
Good.
Some of the very good, very positive dreams. Mm. And I saw like a heaven. Actually, it was kind of a apparition of Our Blessed Lady. Did you notice, somebody called me this morning, Father Marian, did you notice there was a nice breeze? That was, hot. I mean, it was hot. And yet Our Blessed Mother gave us a beautiful maternal touch. There was a beautiful, gentle, cooling breeze blowing over us. It was a sign. Very happy to come back, just to reflect for a while. It's not much time. I wish I may talk for hours, but it was indeed, Patrick, Jane, you were with me. I was with you, rather. It was a great day. A beautiful, gorgeous, very inspiring. We have been waiting for this day, by case, for years, but some of our monks and priests, 50 years. I met the people who I miss for many years, and they came for this anniversary. 50 years, gee, what a date. What an anniversary. 50 years, not a joke. A jubilee, by its very nature, is a time to rejoice, to play the music, to bless, to dance, anything. It was a time of relaxation, a time of forgiveness, a time to accept everybody, even aliens, to our citizenship. We are all brothers and sisters. This is what we felt yesterday. When I looked for the balcony, Patrick, Junior, you were so reddish yesterday. You have a very fine skin, and it hits you. I could see it.
That's true. Many of us were aglow yesterday, I think, with the light of the sun, Father.
Yeah, Patrick was so outspoken yesterday. He seems to be very calm normally. But
studio.
I look at him yesterday, B. You are a different man.
It was the excitement of the day, Father. Yeah.
I think it was
very exciting.
You are very active, outspoken, very generous. And I just want to, before I go any further, to thank the Holy Spirit Radio for being with us, for broadcasting the whole program. It was really something to share. And you people, the staff, Dale and Patrick and you and Jeanette, there's another people, you know, involved. Everybody were so happy just to be at the Shrine. I have a privilege to share the joy of Golden Jubilee celebration. And as I look down from this balcony, we can be sitting in a little corner, remember? The balcony, little corner.
That's right.
But we have nice umbrellas. And those umbrellas were very important to us. Because, you know, there was really, the sun was coming down on us.
I've never seen so many umbrellas, Father, if I wasn't at the beach. And I wanted to ask you, but there were so many other things going on. I'm thinking that's a European. I mean, you'll see that more in Europe, do you think? Maybe?
Yes and no.
People are Polish?
Because remember, Patrick, two interviews I gave, you know, we warned the people, we cautioned the people, we encouraged the people to bring umbrellas just in case it should rain or be hot. Umbrellas shall help us, you know, to cover ourselves, you know, from the sun beat or from rain. So I guess the fact that we can encourage the people, please come and bring something along, water, you know, a folded chair, anything to help us. When I look down from the balcony, those good people, geez, someone is so colorful.
It really added to the festive nature, didn't it? All those different colors.
And match perfect. Yes. The whole hue was that with colorful umbrellas. Even Cardinal Regali, he came the order kind of tired, but he looked down and saw those people. He smiled. He did a beautiful smile. I watched him. It was just lovely. It reminded me the tents of Jacob. When the Hebrew people walked, you know, and they set up the tents, it was always in color. The Jewish people love colors, you know, very colorful people. And so yesterday, it reminded me also of our walking pilgrimage. We have hundreds upon hundreds of tents. Every tent is different. So when I look from distance at the valley, like yesterday, was a field of colorful tents. Truly the tents of Jacob. I hear the tents of Our Lady of Częstochowa yesterday. Has so much to share, my dearest friends. Whenever you happen to be, I just want to thank all of you people for listening to this beautiful special program, The Holy Spirit. Many of you were not able to join us physically, but spiritually you watch us, you listen to this program. I hope and pray that we're encouraged and to enjoy yourselves, because our mother gave us such a beautiful, gorgeous, very inspiring day of yesterday. Golden Jubilee. I just look back 40 years, Jeanette, Jean, Patrick, and there's so much to be grateful for. I see more and more at our Blessed Mother herself. She chose this spot, little corner here in Bucks County, that she wished to dwell upon this hill and radiate her love, her peace, her serenity, her hope of the world who live down there in the valleys of long shadow sometimes. You people live down there in the valleys. I walk in the long shadows, sometimes so bad, almost despairing. But you keep your eyes, your hearts gazed on the hill of light. And this is the purpose why our Blessed Lady came to this place, to help us all, to draw us all to her Son, Jesus Christ, the eternal light. You know, when I contemplate the history of the shrine, it's a love story. Nothing less. This is love story for our most beautiful mother, for us, her little children, the pilgrims on this earth. We are all in exile. We are all far away from home. With every passing day, we are getting closer to closer to our true home, which is life everlasting. What Jesus said, in my Father's house, there are many dwelling places. This is our home. This is our citizenship. This is our land. And we are heading to this land. And this shrine is a classic Marian shrine. It's like a place of rest. A place to be strengthened on our journey through life to that dwelling place, which is heaven. So here we are. We met so many people. Did you see how many priests came? Over 100, I guess 120 priests from all over. Some priests came from Arizona, Phoenix, Arizona. I was a priest. So, Marian, I never saw anything like that. I knew there was a Polish shrine. I know that it's a Blessed Lady, but I saw this the image only in the paper here and there, but to see it physically, to touch the walls of the shrine, and to see the images of the people above all, the people, clergy, religious sisters, you know, and young people. You see how many young people came, the Polish scouts, how to help us to pass our waters. They watched every gate, they directed the people. There were about 200 of them, free of charge, just came. We fed them, of course, we have to. But otherwise, they were tremendous help to direct the people and to serve them. I'm happy to now let you know that nobody died. There are a few, some people faded because of hard weather, but nobody else was hurt. But praise God.
And Father, I want to say that the shrine staff and everybody giving out the water, and there was a real care for the pilgrims that were there. You know, I saw the medical people were there, you know, very visible presence in case anything did happen. And I wanted to ask you because, you know, there was thousands and thousands of pilgrims, really, that came. You know, I don't know what the official number was. I don't know if that came out yet.
They're talking here and there about 15,000.
15,000.
We don't know exact number because many people are standing under the shade.
Right.
In cafeteria. Lots of them were sitting under the balcony. Lots of people were sitting, you know, in the chapel of Our Blessed Lady and in the big basilica upstairs. So people were looking for the cool, not quiet place. But the sound system was great. So everybody was able to hear the messages of the homilies, the priests, the bishops, cardinals, who spoke to the crowds. So I don't know exact number. Maybe police, maybe by tomorrow, we have an estimation how many people actually came. But when you look down, it was a big number.
It certainly was.
It was packed. It was packed.
It was very, you said, it was such a beautiful sight. And I wanted to ask, I think it was one or two weeks back in the show, you were talking about what a shrine is and the difference between a shrine and a regular parish. And you mentioned in that show that a shrine doesn't really have weddings. Is that right? Could you talk
the
a little bit more about that?
The shrine is a very special holy place, a pilgrimage. In the history of the Catholic Church, we have always special places to venerate Christian martyrs, for example, in Palestine, in the Holy Land, in Western Europe, people used to walk to those holy places to obtain special privileges or indulgences, or to make repentance for their sins, to make up for their sins. That's why they deny themselves of physical comforts, walking, denying God even of food, or sleepless nights. People slept under the skies. We didn't have any tents. People just walked sometimes hundreds of miles to a holy place, and they hope to be helped by that martyr. And then Marian apparitions, when Our Blessed Lady appeared, became also a special place of pilgrimages. I'm just thinking now of the Lourdes. I'm thinking also of the beautiful Shrine of Lady of Guadalupe in Mexico, Our Lady of Fatima, Portugal, Częstochowa, of course, a typical Marian shrine. People walk. It's the idea that people come to the shrine hoping to receive special blessings, special favors, and the prayer shall be answered, the power of intercession of Our Blessed Lady that happened to be appearing in the holy place, or venerated in the statue, miraculous statue, or in our case, the image, the icon of Our Lady of Częstochowa. So this is a big difference between the parish and the shrine. Most of the people come anonymous. People come and go. But a parish is a family. We are born into this family. We are nourished. We are strengthened. We are protected. We share our goodness. And the people, children, should be baptized, confirmed, get married, even ordained, and eventually blessed out, you know, to the life eternal. So a parish is a family, a very special family. We encourage the people to stay with their families, with their parishes, to sign up and to be a member to the parish family. We need a family. So the shrine by its nature is not a parish. Maybe some cases a bishop can take privilege, you know, to bless the young people, you know. If from time to time we have some cases, now we have weddings. But generally speaking, we do not. We encourage the people to go to the parish.
So you don't have baptisms or weddings or funerals? Do you have funerals?
Oh, with lots of them.
You do have some funerals?
Yeah, with lots of them.
But there are lots of funerals, okay?
Not funeral masses, though, just burials.
Burials, because it's a beautiful cemetery there, too. And, Father, let me ask you then, because the shrine, we're talking about how important, it's a pilgrimage, a place of pilgrimage. What about someone like me? I'm from Norristown. Mm-hmm. It's a relatively short drive for me. Is there ways that I and the listeners out there can take advantage of the fact that the shrine is so close? Is there things we can do and make and still make that a pilgrimage day? Do you know what I mean? Like if we aren't able maybe to take part in especially long, you were talking about the long walks that they do and things. What things can people do?
Some people do walk. Like we have in August, we have pilgrimage, walking pilgrimage from Great Meadows, New Jersey, from Philadelphia area, and from Trenton, New Jersey, but just coming by bus, coming by a private car. You make a good intention. we want to visit a shrine. This is a different country. We cannot afford walking for safety reasons. Distances. This is a different story like in Europe. You know, this is America. So we cannot almost afford walking, you know, because safety is very important. And we need constant protection. Not to be hurt. So people come to shrine still on pilgrimage, coming on the bus or private car. What is most important, my dear friends, is your intention. I'm coming to shrine to spend at least few hours on prayer, reflection, make a good confession. Oh, it's very important to make a good pilgrimage confession. Receive Holy Eucharist. Or spend some time on private adoration. We have groups, organized groups, fine. But as you said, Patrick, some people cannot afford. You know, everything goes up, gas goes up, people have difficulty to organize a pilgrimage, like even the bus. Today, this morning, I have beautiful people from Chicago. It will take them almost 20 hours to get back home. But they came already three days ago. They stay in motel. They seem so happy. And they almost cry leaving the shrine. Did they make a pilgrimage? Surely they did. They travel a long, long journey. They're very tired, and they offer up, and they make a beautiful pilgrimage. They obtain all graces and all indulgences that are given to all pilgrims visiting this holy place. So listen, going back to the Esther, because I have a 10 minutes, Jesus, time is running out. Yeah, it was a gorgeous day. And at the Primate of Poland, he gave a beautiful talk, though in Polish language, but I understood every word he said. The shrine is a very special place for him, for all Polish people, Catholics in this country, even for Poland. There was three TV stations. Two of them broadcast directly the whole thing back to Poland.
Do you know what time was it, Father? Do you know what time it was in Poland?
6 hours ahead of us. So it was here at 3, about 6 o'clock was the prime time.
Good time.
Was the best time. And the Polish people watched the whole event on their television screens.
And they're very familiar with the shrine here in
America?
Well,
yeah, now they know what was about. To have this kind of broadcasting, you know, right to their homes, meant a lot. And we have lots of radio stations, Catholic, Polish language, English language. So we have a beautiful TV and radio coverage for this. We are very grateful to all those people who assist us. And Mother Angelica was precious. I'm very happy that finally EWTN was involved. At least now the whole world knows that there is a Doe's Tower on the globe. And there is a shrine, a Marian shrine, internationally recognized. Our cardinal was just great. Was so happy. Was kind of maybe long. The offertory procession. People was, what is the end of it? Oh, yeah, I said, we just in Pennsylvania, we have to go back to Delaware, and then maybe to those Maryland, to Washington, the White House. It's a long procession with gifts. It was lovely. I enjoyed so much the Rosary family of Our Lady of Częstochowa, the homeschoolers. Did you know that they carried a huge, huge, enormous rosary beads? Which I purchased in Poland years ago, the huge, big beads, wooden beads, and those little children. One of them carried the image of Blessed Lady, Our Lady of Częstochowa, Rosary family, and Cardinal look at it. And the little children, the homeschoolers from our era, they carried the huge rosary 15 decades. We carry it twice, just once a year, during the Feast of Our Lady of the Rosary on the 7th of October. But because of big celebration, I asked those, little children, they come to us at the shrine quite often to graduate, to start a new school year, the homeschoolers. I just want this time to thank you mothers, you little children, the homeschoolers, for bringing the powerful rosary to the public eye. They know that we pray the Holy Rosary. So please, our Blessed Mother, so with all my heart, I thank you, homeschoolers. And there was another site. Did you see the bread? There was a huge Polish bread, about 20 inches radius. And the Polish sisters from Long Island, they bake, they work two nights to make this huge, enormous loaf of Polish bread, a sign of hospitality, a sign of love, a sign of friendship. When you break the bread with somebody, you show you love, you open the door. No more strangers. We are all a family. This, what they impressed me, even to this morning, a lady from Standard and Times called me. There's going to be a huge article in the issue about Częstochowa, what happened yesterday. So I was interviewed and we spoke about many things. We laughed. We get just wild. It was nice. And we shall read probably next issue, the Standard, Catholic Standard and Times, coming from Philadelphia. So very impressive. Very lovely. People remained quiet. Did you notice? There was silence, respect. People didn't mind to walk away. And the speech is beautiful. A cardinal, the Polish cardinal, gave a beautiful talk in Polish. Then joining this shrine with the shrine of Częstochowa in Poland, like two sisters, side by side. And the Polish talk, English, was given by His Eminence Cardinal Adam Majda, Archbishop of Detroit, Michigan. He gave a powerful message on the meaning of the shrine and the mission of the shrine for the Catholic Church in the United States, especially for the church in Pennsylvania. And then I like the final remarks of His Eminence, Justin Regali, when he noticed as a Polish cardinal, a primate of Poland, Joseph Glemp. He turned to him and he welcomed Poland and the Church of Poland in his person. Was such a beautiful touch of brotherhood, of the unity of the universal church. No matter where we live and work, we are the same Catholic family. And Cardinal Regali said, Your Eminence, when you go back to Poland, give our love, our friendship, and our union with the Catholic Church of Poland. You represent the Catholic Church of Poland in this country. You are like a bridge that join together two countries and two Catholic sisters. It was beautiful. And we have also our General Superior, Father Isidore Matyszewski. We have the canonical visitation now going on. Because you want to know, check on us if it is okay, what to improve, you know, what to be forgiven, and go on, and go on. But summarizing the mission of the shrine, what Cardinal Glemp said, we don't know the future, what the future holds for the shrine yet. But we know her who knows the future, and this is a great consolation to us all. Personally, I felt so happy. And no, there's no room for me to get ever discouraged, because I know that she knows the truth and she knows the future of the shrine. She's very patient, very loving, and she shall continue her work, her mission. Her mission. We don't know what's going to happen in 50 years from now. I remember Father Michael Zembrowski, before he died, his final interview with the public press, I guess here in with the Intelligencer, he said, we shall depart. But the shrine has to go on. Because we do not work for ourselves. We do not work for our pride. We do not work for our egos. You work for God. You work for the people and for the souls. I hope and pray when I am gone and that torch of the shrine shall be carried by my religious brothers and the new vocations, American vocations, and the mission of the shrine will go on for centuries to come until it's complete. Until the mission is done, according to the holy will of God and our blessed ladies, wish. So this for me was a great day. I'm happy. I was so happy to see this day. after 40 years. Even this morning, I went to that place. That chair was sitting yesterday. I said, I was kids. This is the place I was looking for. I just, thanks God. They were still here. Many people passed away. We have beautiful memories. Thousands of volunteer workers, ushers, people who work so unselfishly. They give you time and talents and love above all. For the shrine, we are so grateful. I just again and again, on behalf of the shrine and Brother Provincial Christopher and all my brothers and priests, just want to thank you, good people, at this radio station, just becoming like our Blessed Mother, extended hands. I think this radio is becoming more and more her tools of her communication. She is talking to us. Even through you, Jean, you, Patrick, and me, unworthy as I am, instrument. But she is here because we love. Somebody asked me, Father Mary, where do you get this encouragement, the enthusiasm from? I said, when you love, if you love, there is no room for discouragement. There's no room for discouragement or despair. If you love, you will be always successful. So, as you mentioned at the beginning of this interview, I'll be going tomorrow to Pittsburgh at some place special. I believe at 10 o'clock tomorrow, I need some rest, collect my thoughts, and write some articles. Pray for my safety, because a long journey, almost 7 hours. I'll be back about the middle of July, so maybe I stop over to talk with you.
We will pray for you, Father, and you just, as you were going through the thanking everybody, you know, on behalf of everybody at WISP, I'd like to extend our thanks to you for all that you've been doing for the station. The weekly show, which airs every Wednesday at 4 p.m., and we re-air it on Saturday mornings at 9:30 a.m., and also for your help with the Shrine event yesterday, with the 50th anniversary. Father was nice enough to go on the air with us at 10 o'clock, and you stayed on right up until 12.
Yeah, I was sweaty. I could buy ice.
It made it so special. And then during the concert, Father was interpreting and explaining what the different Polish songs were. So really, Father, really made it very special. And then after that long day and that long mass, which you were celebrating, Father came back and was with us again on the air at 2:30 as they went through the civil ceremony, which they read letters from President Bush, from the governor, Rendell. There was the state representatives and, Catherine Watson, Scott Petrie. I don't remember them all. But, you know, it shows what an important thing the Shrine is, not just – even beyond just a spiritual – and it's part of the community in every respect. I actually caught some of the – on – what was it? Eyewitness News or one of the news channels. I'm sure more than one. It was just one I happened to be watching. So it's such an important thing. So once again, Father, thank you from WISP, from all of us at the staff and all of our listeners for all the hard work you've been doing, and you definitely deserve this much deserved break.
Patrick, you make me laugh. Thank you so kindly.
We'll see you when you get back.
Just to be with you is a pleasure. Enjoy, makes me relax, even strengthened. So God bless you all. I love you dearly, and I always remember you, order of God. So let us be the spiritual touch and pray for each other. So I with you until we meet again. May Almighty God bless you and keep us all in His divine heart. And Blessed Lady of Częstochowa, protect us from all evils and dangers passing world. So God bless you. I love you all very, very much. Bye now.